The deadline for the next Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition, December the 1st. Sharon, can you believe another great competition's coming up?
Oh, it is great, too. I love this time of year when we have these competitions, and they're really fun. You get to learn a lot. I get to learn a lot and see some new entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, this is for those folks who have... Would you agree? Business is coming up. Some of them already have some businesses established a little bit, but it helps them with their fun a little bit. So either or, if you're just beginning or you have something that's kind of brand new, this really helps them, does it? It could help them.
It could help them, yes. So we allow startups and businesses that have been in business up to 5 years. So, you know, if you've just started a business and maybe need a little more funding, maybe need a little help to write a business plan, this has it all.
So the information's out this now. This covers residents of some certain counties around the listening area, the Southwest Nebraska area, correct?
Correct. We have seven counties: Furnas, Frontier, Red Willow, Hayes, Hitchcock, Chase, and Dundee County.
This started... Can you believe it? Almost 10 years ago, getting close to back in 2016.
Well, actually, it started in 1999.
Now, you're right. I'm thinking, the minute I said that, I went, wait a minute. It started way back before that, but it maybe it just took some breaks or something like that. But yeah, you got to go back 26 years.
Yes.
Wow.
We did reestablish the rules in 2016. So it used to be that the Hormel family would buy into your business. That is no longer. So what you're seeing with what we have now is... you apply for the competition. If you're accepted into the competition, you are given a class on business writing plan, and that class is being taught by Rennell Mooney at the college. It starts in January and runs through March, and you will make a business plan during that class. The class is free of charge. We will pay for the class for you and your book, of course. And then after your business plan, you submit the business plan. The judges take a look at it again and choose their finalists to present their business plan and their program, whatever they're doing, whether it be a startup business or something that's already been established. They present their program to the judges, kind of like a Shark Tank. And then the judges choose and... their winner or winners, you have the possibility of winning up to $25,000. Again, it's judges' choice, so they can decide how to distribute the money. If they want to distribute it to more than one person, they can. Just really depends upon who is applying and what they have out there.
Now, previous cash winners in the past are ineligible to compete again, aren't they?
Right. And when we're talking about cash winners, we're talking about the first, second, third place winners. Mm-hmm. In the past, occasionally, judges might decide to give everyone something that has gone through the program. Because you know what? It takes a lot to go through this program. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about maybe working full-time and then turning around and taking a business writing plan class, you know, that's a lot of work to do. So they kind of sometimes reward those finalists just... you know, because they have spent a lot of time on this program, and we thank them for entering the program. But the first, second, and third place winners, those are the ones who can't reapply.
And you got to be 18 or older.
18 or older by April 1st, because really that's about the time that they choose their finalists.
Previous first place winners have included Citadelli back in 2016, Saltwater Hills in 2018, Heritage Ventures in 2020, Elevate Wellness. Emily over there in April of 2024 had the first place award. Other folks from Imperial, here in McCook, Champion. Going back even before that, I know Cody Dame down at getting his business there at the Westview Plaza going. This is where he kind of got going, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Loop Brewing as well.
And Loop, yeah, that's right, back in the day. So it's really propelled a lot of folks into bigger and better things down the line, hasn't it?
It has. And whatever we can do to help our businesses out there and within partnerships, just to help them along is what we'd like to do.
If folks are listening to this right now and thinking, hey, this might be something I'd be interested in, what do they need to do?
They need to go to our website at mpcc.edu, check us out, business and community education, and then look for the Hormel competition. There's an application on there. It's very simple. All it is telling us a little bit about you and what you are applying for. The business name and what your whole idea is all about. Mm-hmm. And then you send that in. And that is really just about it. You know, you need to, again, be a startup business owner or existing business owner that has conducted business for no more than 5 years. And you also need to agree that your business plan submission is your original work.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that partial applications won't be accepted. So please fill out the application in its entirety. Send it to me at the college, or better yet, walk it right into East Campus mm-hmm. if you'd like to. And the deadline is December 1st. At noon.
That's 2 weeks from today.
Yes, it is.
So don't hesitate too long in this. Think about it. Get on the ball on this, because that deadline's coming up. And before you know it, get to go through all the things in January, and eventually April 30th will be here, the presentations, and you'll find out who the next winner is going to be.
Absolutely.
That's very exciting. It's always a big deal. Big exciting things, isn't it?
It is. And it's really fun to watch the presentations as well. And those are open to the public.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right.